And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
We welcome back to the program a terrific writer. He also is a radio talk show host. You can go to freespeechbroadcasting.com for more from John Ziegler. I read him at mediaite.com. And the headline says it all. History will show the media completely butchered coverage of the Access Hollywood tape, which, of course, is back in the swirl of the news cycle this morning. And, John, I like your premise here. How was this kept quiet until after Trump had safely won the Republican nomination? Let's start there and look for the man on the grassy knoll.
Well, I'm not a conspiracy person, but I do think that that's a question, and it's one of many I ask in that column, that it's really kind of amazing, has never even been asked. I mean, here we have a tape that was from a program that is owned and produced by a major media news outlet, NBC, and somehow, some way, for over a year, Donald Trump is running for president, and this never becomes public, even though Billy Bush has said that it was an open secret within NBC. Every logic would dictate that it was an open secret. You have to know that that tape exists. Numerous people were aware of the episode. And yet not only does the tape not come out until a month before the election is over, but no one ever even bothers to ask NBC, how the heck did this happen?
So, in other words, let's just say I am the Hillary Clinton campaign. I want Donald Trump to run the table on the Republican side, get the nomination, then we'll dump it on him, just as Podesta's emails are hitting the world.
Well, I mean, certainly Hillary thought that that was the case, but I don't think Hillary had anything to do with this. I think that the news media knew damn right well that Donald Trump was their golden goose, and that there was no way or how that they were going to get rid of him until they had squeezed everything they could out of that golden goose. And yes, I do think that they probably felt as if he was not only the most profitable for them, but the easiest opponent for her. One of those two things turned out to be true. But I also think, you know, when the news leaked this week with the raid of Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney, that people were confused in the media as to, all right, well, what the heck? Why do they care about the Access Hollywood tape? What does this have to do with Russia? What does it have to do with the special counsel's investigation? And I've always felt like, wait a minute, this makes perfect sense. Because when the tape finally does get released, what happens that day? Earlier that day, the intelligence agencies announced that, yes, they had determined that Russia was trying to influence the election. And that got completely stomped all over and never became a major story the rest of the campaign.
We're all getting played and have been played by the greatest reality TV show in history.
Well, see, I'm not a conspiracy person, and I happen to believe that most people are morons. And so it's hard for me to determine whether or not there's genius involved here, but there's so many coincidences, and I go into all of them, and I put coincidences in quotes with regard to the timing here. Not only is do the intelligence agencies that day before the tape come out announce that Russia is trying to influence the election, but then literally within the hour after the tape is released, WikiLeaks starts releasing the Democratic Party emails. And then there's another element of this. I've always thought, and maybe this was just amazing, extraordinary crisis management. But you remember, this happens on a Friday afternoon. The debate is that Sunday.
And that's when they brought in all the Clinton accusers.
Right, they bring in the Clinton accusers. It's a St. Louis. Now, come on, anybody who has ever tried to coordinate anything knows that takes time. How in the world did they get all those women to St. Louis in one day? Now, maybe they did. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe they had nothing else to do. Maybe it was very easy. I just find that to be extraordinary.
And you say you're not a conspiracy theorist.
Well, it's just an amazing confluence of events.
Well, it could be, but but now that the special counsel is interested, it could also be that situation occurred because of something very different than what we thought. And one other element of this that I get into in the column is that it was the Washington Post that broke the story of the tape, not NBC. The The Post beat NBC by a few minutes, which I always thought, okay, well, maybe NBC wanted that to happen to take the heat off of them for having not released this sooner. But the reporter from the Post never even heard about the tape until that day.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
That reporter could have been off duty or off the grid that day, too. So that's another wrinkle in here.
Well, exactly. It tells me that whoever was trying to get that tape out into the public was doing so in great haste.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it is possible, underlying possible, that it was actually the Trump team that got that tape to the Washington Post, knowing that it was going to come out in some other form. Maybe they had gotten wind of it, and that they decided this was the least bad option to have it at least blow up any news of Russia trying to influence the election. And I think that is why this has become a subject for the special counsel's office. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump's sex life or anything like that.
No.
This is perfectly logical.
And it all ties together in this column. It's a brilliant piece. Terrific writing, by the way, my compliments. But it gives us so much to think about. Can we check back in with you next week at some point for kind of part two on this?
Sure, anytime you guys want.
John, thanks so much. Read John at Mediaite.com and other places. And this we'll tweet this out. I found it yesterday. I just thought it was a terrific sort of weaving together of three distinctly different events.
You wonder how you can keep anything quiet in the day and age of social media, and there's a ton of people involved here. But then again, when Cohen's office gets raided in New York the other day, they're a floor or two below the MSNBC and NBC networks, and nobody gets it on tape.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.